So what would our justice system look like if far-left DAs transformed it toward more lenient and compassionate outcomes? Or challenged laws they didn't agree with by declining to even bring charges? What is the connection between current unrest in our cities and funding from people like George Soros? And what do they have to gain?
Now, I don't think there's any question that all of these things are part of some coordinated effort. I don't think you have to be a conspiracy theorist or wear a tinfoil hat to think, you know, something is afoot here. Every night we have buildings being burned down, and it doesn't seem to be any real end in sight, and there doesn't seem to be any idea as to how we're going to get out of this right now.
Jason Johnson is a friend of the Heritage Foundation and the president of the Law Enforcement Legal Defense Fund. On this episode, he tells the story of six prominent cities that have recently switched to so-called reform district attorneys. The results are chilling. Prosecutorial malpractice, progressive prosecutors, public safety, and felony outcomes. That's the big report. And I'm going to tell you what, folks, it's not that long. It's very easy to understand and grab on to the insane stuff that they are finding right now.